Hey there, Infuse listeners. This is Nick here. Thanks for tuning in today. I just wanted to let you know that this is a special episode of the Infuse Show, and it's a little bit different than what we usually do. We've been calling our shorter form episodes microdoses, and this is just such an occasion. This episode is probably more of a visual experience than it is auditory, so we do recommend that you go over to our YouTube channel and check out our coverage of Dewey Goes Pink. We went down to support the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition's amazing event at the Starboard Restaurant in Dewey Beach, Delaware. We had a phenomenal day spreading the word about cannabis and trying to help end the stigma when it comes to our favorite plant. So, this is a shorter episode. We had a really great time meeting some new potential listeners. And like I said, you might want to go over to the YouTube channel for the Infuse Show because it might just make a little bit more sense. But you don't have to take my word for it. Now, Frank, this is where LeVar Burton comes in. And he says that the reading... Oh, we can't afford LeVar Burton. All right. All right, guys, just enjoy the show. We'll see you next time.
Home again. I like to be here when I can. Guys, we're here. It's the first time the Infuse Show has done a live event right here in our home state of Delaware in beautiful Dewey Beach. We're at Dewey Goes Pink 2022. It's the 11th annual race in the fight against breast cancer. We're live. We're local. We're here on Salisbury Street in the heart of Dewey Beach, and we're just so excited to be here today. The runners are coming in. They're ready to go, and we're going to be here all day spreading the word about cannabis, right, and the good it can do in the fight against breast cancer. So we're excited to be here. We can't wait to talk to everybody and just bask in the energy of this amazing event today here in Dewey Beach, Delaware. All right, we'll be bringing you more all day here on the Infuse Show. Don't stop the beat. I can't control my feet. As they said in the movie, What About Bob? Don't hassle me. I am a local, and I am so proud to be here at an event filled with local, wonderful people, organized by wonderful local businesses supporting Dewey Goes Pink. And I'm honored to be here with Lynn and Joe. Guys, thanks for being here today. Tell us about why you're here, Lynn.
I am here. My wife passed away of breast cancer 4 years ago, so we're here to support everyone that could possibly have anything come out of this that would be helpful to anyone. That's why we're here to support. Unfortunately, my wife passed after 12 years of metastatic breast cancer, but she went all the way. She lived like Annie Golly.
She went all the way, and you keep her with
you. We keep her with us all the time, so she pushed it as far as she could, and I think Miller Lite might have had something to do with it.
That's the secret cure.
Miller Lite's...
Joe, what
for her anyway.
Joe, what does it mean seeing so many people out here on the streets of Dewey?
It just reminds me that no matter where anyone is in life, they can keep fighting and there's support all around us. And the 12 years that she fought, we were always there. We supported her, everything she wanted to do. We made some adjustments to things that she couldn't necessarily do, like skydiving. So we created a skydiving party that we had at our house.
Wow.
So what this means is just there's always going to be people out there supporting and trying to help.
It's the best part of community. It really is. Lynn, I wanted to talk to you because it's just so nice in this day and age in 2022. We can be on the street here in Salisbury and talk about cannabis openly. So I want to thank you for being an advocate and for being here and supporting it.
Oh, you're welcome. I always said cannabis was the first cure. The chemicals are the second cure. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And it's something that I've known other people have used, and my nephew has Crohn's disease. He lost 2 feet of his intestine at 16. Started cannabis. Doesn't even get treatments. He's fine. Fine.
Yeah. It's a natural cure.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing those stories, because it helps us end the stigma, a decades-old stigma surrounding this plant, something that comes out of the ground that people are just, they'd rather take something cooked up in a lab other than something natural. So we appreciate your support and your time today. So Joe, Lynn, thanks for joining us today. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for being here. We're here live in Dewey Beach, Delaware, and look, I am really, really excited to be here with Mr. Mike Patterson. Mike Patterson, we're in your hometown of Dewey Beach, Delaware, for Dewey Goes Pink. You brought us down here. Tell me about the excitement in the air today. This is a great event.
Yeah, this is an event that has been going on for, what, I think 11 years now, and it's gotten bigger and bigger each year, and this is the biggest year ever. I think there's over 4,000 entrants. They're projected to raise over $250,000 for the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition. So this is an awesome event. The town is energetic, man. Everybody's pumped. There's pink everywhere on the streets. Everybody's fired up. People are registering now, and pretty soon the race is going to go off. It's awesome just to see Delaware supporting Delaware. There's great businesses here that are all supporting the cause. There's a ton of people here supporting the cause, whether you're affected or not affected by cancer. Everybody knows it's out there, and everyone wants to do their part to try to put an end to it and do whatever they can to help.
It really is. This is the best of locals helping locals, and a real sense of community. You see Dewey Beach turn out in amazing numbers. But Mike, speak a little bit about this. You brought us here. We've been all over the country with Infused, but it has to mean something to you. It has to mean something else, something special, to be in your hometown of Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick. I think anytime you're close to home and you can do something in your own community that has such impact on a group, it means a lot. It's something we take personal. It's something I know our team was so excited to be a part of. It was on our dream board last January when we were planning on what we wanted to do this year. So it was great to see it come together, see our team come together, and put it all in and have a great event to support a great cause.
It was. It's so funny you mentioned it was on our vision board. So on behalf of the whole team, we got to thank you for your vision, for bringing us down here and being part of this event. And we want to send nothing but good vibes to our recent guest, Mike, Nicole DeMonda, whose show was so powerful. And we're trying to share that message and spread her story today, too.
She is an amazing lady. Her story was one that was incredible to hear. And when I rewatched the tape of that, all of us were choked up.
Yeah.
And so definitely watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's up on YouTube now and on all the podcast platforms. It's a really, really inspiring and educational episode. It is awesome. Nicole, love you. Thank you for being a part of this.
All right, we do love you. I know Mike's busy today. Mike's actually wrestling the Iron Sheik later in a false count anywhere match at the end of this event. No, we're just ready to have fun, so we're going to let Mike get back to it. Thanks for your time, Mike. We're going to have some fun today.
Let's do it.
All right. Did you get that? In typical Dewey Beach fashion, we turn a fight into a party. The fight against cancer becomes a party at Dewey Goes Pink 2022. This community, this town can't be beat. Monty at the Starboard, everybody that organized this thing, thank you so much. We have had a blast. We're coming back next year. On a street we love and a place we love, across the street from the most amazing event I've ever seen. It's sold out Dewey Goes Pink. We got something special here. Infused Show's going right back. Live from Delahoo, Delaware. Bye-bye, guys.